Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Kesava Madhava Dinadayal. Kesava Madhava Dinadaya, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Kesava Madhava Dinadaya, Govinda, Hey Gopal, Kesava Madhava Dinadaya, Dinadayal Prabhu, Dinadayal, Dinadayal Prabhu, Dinadayal, Dinadayal Prabhu, Dinadayal, Dinadayal Prabhu, Dinadayal,
Hi Bo,
Dinadayal Prabhu, Dinadayal, Dinadayal Prabhu, Dinadayal, Prabhu, Dinadayal, Dinadayal, Prabhu, Dinadayal.
At the beginning of speaking Krishna Katha, Srila Rupa Goswami addresses his audience in the same way in which I will address you this evening. He says, "My dear devotees, please forgive me. I'm an ordinary man. But still, my words will try to describe Lord Krishna's returning from a whole day of cowherding into the village of Vrindavan. I request you to forgive me, but to also consider when ordinary well water taken from a well is used to bathe a Shalagram Shila, it becomes Charanamrita. In the same way, my ordinary words spoken from an ordinary man, because they touch Krishna, they can become enjoyable for you all who are great saints." Yesterday we heard how Krishna assembles all the cows before he goes to Vrindavan town. He is covered with whitish dust which comes from Mother Earth. Mother Earth is very happy, although the cow's hooves are cutting her ground. In this way, her earth is coming into a dust cloud, and she can embrace as the dust cloud Lord Krishna's transcendental body. So Krishna has called all the cows by name. They are all together, and he is now ready to meet the Brijbasis. First, the Brijbasis see him not directly. Their eyes are fixed in the direction in which Krishna left in the morning, because that's the direction in which he returns. So what they first see is not Krishna, but they see the dust cloud which is raised by the hoofs of Mother Earth. The second impression which they have is the flute sound of Krishna's flutes, but also of that of his cowherd boyfriends. And finally, they see Krishna's beautiful bluish complexion washing over the horizon. And when it comes into their eyes, the Brijbasis, who have been staring without blinking in the direction where they expect Krishna, feel that their eyes are cooled by the darshan of Lord Krishna. One Brijbasi turns to the other Brijbasi. "I don't know whether this flute song flows with poison or nectar. I do not know whether the sound is harder than a thunderbolt or softer than nectar. I don't know if the sound is hotter than fire or cooler than the moon, because everyone who has heard this flute song of Krishna has become totally mad. Is it poison? Is it some magic? Is it cooler like the moon?" Some who hear Krishna's sound and see his beautiful form faint. Others can momentarily not see him, yes, because they cry so hard that the tears momentarily act like a veil, so that they are unable to see through the veil. Then Krishna comes close, and as he comes close, it is described the gopis who have been tremendously affected by the separation from Krishna. They are very hungry. It is as if they have fasted for millions of years for not seeing Krishna. It says the gopis' eyes break their fast. They see now Krishna to their heart's content. Some of the gopis stand on the flat roofs of the houses, and they shower Krishna with flower petals. Now, different than our use of flower petals, they have written on each flower petal their personal message to Krishna. And Krishna somehow simultaneously takes in all the information which is there on the flower petals. Some gopis asked, "Will we be able to talk?" And Krishna looks to that gopi who has thrown this flower petal, and his eyes say, "Certainly, most certainly." In this way, they all have their questions to Krishna, and through the gestures of his eyes, he responds to them. There are some very small boys like this. They are like our Keli theater, very small. They stand there. Sometimes their knees are a little shaking because they are so small. And they look at Krishna and they cannot speak yet very nicely. So they just say two syllables all the time. Krishna, 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 Krishna. And Krishna sees the little boys and he makes funny gestures to them and they laugh. Because for we must know Krishna is reciprocating the love of all his devotees. Some elderly persons are there and they are looking with great respect towards Krishna, with great love, I wanted to say, towards Krishna. And Krishna responds by bowing on the ground and taking the dust and touching it to his forehead, because elderly need to be respected. Then he sees all kinds of Brijbasis and he has a relationship with everyone. We know from Nectar of Devotion that Krishna is Akilam Rita Mukti, no? The person who can have relationships that are full of nectar with an unlimited amount of living entities. Veni Madhava, he can also hear your prayers. He is not limited that, my connection line is already bursting with information. No, it is like this. Now, amongst all these devotees who greet Krishna, there was one devotee who looked at everything. It was the first time where he saw Krishna's homecoming. He had seen how at one stage the river stopped flowing because it wanted to be there. The water wanted to be there when Krishna would return. And he had seen how even the branches of the trees had started to move into the direction of Krishna. Sorry, I don't want to point at any devotee. He might feel uncomfortable. Let me point here towards the chairman. And the branches started to worship Krishna like making an arati. He had seen all this transcendental agitation. And when he saw Krishna, Krishna started to look at him. At that moment, the Krishna left all his friends and cows and he ran towards that one devotee. And with great agitation, he embraced him. And finally, Krishna was so overwhelmed with emotions that he just fell to the ground and passed out. He fainted. The friends suspected, maybe that's a demon in disguise. The girls screamed, "Demon, demon, demon!" And the entire village was upset and the boy became totally confused. But Balaram was fortunately there. He smiled at the boy. He said, "Just do what I tell you." He took the hand of the boy, he brought it on Krishna's chest and he rubbed the chest. And then Balaram said to the boy, "Chant his name in his ear." So the boy said, "Gopal, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal." He's a Gopal, a cowherd boy. And at this moment, Krishna opened his lotus eyes. My dear devotees, when Krishna opens his lotus eyes and looks at a devotee, through his glance comes a special shakti, a special potency. It's not just that he takes an information like we do when we look at something or someone. No, Krishna gives through his glance, it's called Sudhakar, his extra special mercy. So Krishna woke up. He took the hand of the boy in his hand and said, "How are you?" He said, "I waited for you for so long. Hope had me dancing like a fool because I was thinking, perhaps in this lifetime, or this, or this, or this, he will finally turn his face towards me." Krishna said, "I danced like a fool." This shows that he had great eagerness to receive that soul back into his association. Then Krishna continues, "My dear brother, I could not find any pretext on which to bring you to my abode and still follow the timeless laws that I myself have created." This is an answer to a possible doubt which you might have. If Krishna wants this soul to return, why doesn't he simply use one of his energies and bring this person back to him? There was a reason why he didn't do it. Timeless laws. What are these laws? These laws are that Krishna never ever interferes with the free choice of any one of his devotees. He never forces his love on anyone. He just does not do this. But he could also not find any reason, like for instance in the case of Ajamil. Ajamil had chanted one time Narayan, meaning his son, but that was a pretext for the Lord, strong enough to say, okay, now I can do something. He has chanted the holy name. "No, you," says Krishna, "you showed no mercy to me. You did never chant." As I thought about this, I grew impatient. I was full of anxiety. Where is he? Where is she? So I transgressed my eternal code of conduct and arranged for you to take your current birth. My dear devotees, sometimes Krishna does this. When he sees a conditioned soul is actually qualified but still has not quite woken up, he will give him a certain birth, maybe in a family of devotees or at a special location, a holy place, and then the situation or the place will start to influence him. So he said, "My dear boy, I arranged that you were born here in Govardhan, my beloved abode, and I myself became your guru, known by the name Jayanta, and these two work together to bring you. Today you have at last fulfilled the desire I have harbored for so long in my heart. Please nourish your happiness and mine and stay here forever." Gop Kumar might say, "You say you have not done anything for me, but you did so much. I, on the other hand, have done nothing for you. I did not even look your way." To this the Lord says in all humility, "What good have I ever done for you? But you have done me the greatest favor by coming here. Please stay with me forever." forever. My dear devotees, ask your heart, where will you ever find such love? It is only in Krishna to be found. Please ask your heart and you will see Krishna is most lovingly, most wonderful. So this boy, even the microphone has to pay his obeisances to this amazing love of Krishna. Well, one could see it like this. The Lord says, how are you? Finally you have come. I missed you so much. I'm so grateful that you're finally here. Stay here. Don't go anywhere. My dear devotees, as this katha comes to the end, I would like to remind you of a verse from the Brahma Samhita, where the spiritual world is described as that place which is free from all worries and anxieties. Today I met a most wonderful Vaishnava, Radha Deshi Vasi, and I foolishly said, oh, please don't worry. And the devotee answered, unfortunately, it seems to be my service to worry for things that they get done. Yes, in fact, when we take this anxiety and management, that is very great service for Krishna. But I want to say to all of you who are managing projects, who are managing temples, who are managing your own lives also, that's a whole management is necessary. There is a place where all devotees have an invitation. It's the spiritual world, which is absolutely free from anxiety. And this shows, because their people don't walk like we, they dance. Their people don't talk like we, but they sing. That means they are very happy when you always dance and sing. So Krishna was so joyful to finally see this devotee. Do you know his name? Gop Kumar, you know everything. Because Krishna cares for each devotee. Everyone who makes even the tiniest effort to reach him is acknowledged by Krishna. Krishna personally says, even Ananta or my brother Baladev or my great devotee Uddhava or even Lakshmi is not as dear to me as those who are there in the material world and who struggle. See, these devotees don't struggle. Ananta, Baladev, have you ever heard Balaram struggling to control his mind so that he doesn't eat too much? I mean, even if he eats substantially, there is no problem in the spiritual world. But here we are struggling. We are very much, but this endears us to Krishna. This very struggle in the face of opposition by our mind, by the energy in the world, which moves sometimes in another direction, that is very pleasing to Krishna. Krishna will now go to his mother's place, the palace, and there Krishna will take his bath. There are many boys, little boys, who bathe him. And sometimes Krishna yokes. For instance, he will all of a sudden playfully scream, ah! as if the water would be too cold, but it is not. He just creates some joyful drama, so to say. After his bath, Krishna will again look after the cows, if everything is all right, if they have nicely arrived in their respective places, if they are satisfied. he will pet the cows, and then he will take his meal. And after he has taken the meal, he goes to a very special occasion. Each evening in Nandagram, there is village entertainment. There is an assembly hall, and in the assembly hall, all the Brijvasis come, and there is various artists are there. Some have sticks, and they manage to rotate plates in the sticks. And then they will put one stick on one leg and stand only on one leg and rotate. Then they will balance on a pole. Some will recite Puranic stories. But then everyone makes room when two special boys come. They are the poets, Madhukanta and Snigdhakanta, and they will talk about the pastimes of Krishna. Sometimes very fresh pastimes, which just happened that day. Other times they will recount pastimes. And while all this is going on, dance, acrobatics. Do we have in Radhadesh an acrobatic person? Gopinath, you? No, not particularly. The good acrobatics need to be there for entertainment. Poesy, storytelling. While all this is going on, the Brijvasis show signs of divine distraction. They're not listening so much because all of them just look at Krishna and Balaram's moon-like faces. That's the best entertainment for them, the darshan of Krishna. At another time, I will maybe tell you of that village entertainment in Toto and how everyone is really only there to see Krishna and Balaram and how Krishna and Balaram look. But for now, let my words rest. It's also I'm speaking now like Rupa Goswami. Please forgive me, because I'm not so qualified. But let my words now rest, like the cows of Krishna, who have come back from a day on the pastures and who will now be in the Goshala and take their rest there. So, Hare Krishna. It's charming, no? Do you also appreciate Hridaya Chaitanya? It gives pleasure to the heart, isn't it? Yeah, and it is so different than the dealings of people of this world, isn't it? And it is just it's full of surprises for us. So good, I have reached the end. But let us just conclude with 2 minutes of singing. I wanted to sing with you this song totally, where Krishna is discussed as the transcendental cowboy. Oh, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Nice to see you. For me, thank you.
Gopinath Gar.
Thank you. You're very kind. Hey, Govinda. Hey, Gopal. Kesava Madhava Dinadaya. Hey, Govinda. Hey, Gopal. Gopala Kesava Madhava
Dinadayal. Dinadayal, Prabhu, Dinadayal, Dinadayal, Prabhu, Dinadayal.
Dina means those who are very fallen. In fact, a translation is those who are wretched. And Dayal means someone who shows daya or compassion. So Dina Dayal means the Lord who shows compassion to the fallen souls.
Dinadayal, Prabhu, Dinadayal, Dinadayal, Prabhu, Dinadayal. Shyama Sundara Kanayalal Nirivarat Dari Nandadular Shyama Sundara Kanayalal Girivaradhari Nandadular Nandadular, Prabhu, Nandadular, Nandadular, Prabhu, Nandadular. Nandadular, Prabhu, Nandadular, Nandadular, Prabhu, Nandadular. Nandadular, Prabhu, Nandadular, Nandadular, Prabhu, Nandadular. Daya Gaura Nithai, Daya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Daya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Siddhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Siddhe. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Sila Prabhupada.
Sila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari.